KCII PM Sports Page continues. I'm Cole Cook, now joined by Eli Hours of Iowa Mennonite School Baseball Team. Joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Baseball Athlete of the Week. Eli, congratulations. Thanks for your time here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Eli, a great game for you and your squad on Tuesday night. You're heading back to the district title game after able to win against Highland 14-5. Let's start offensively for this group. 14 runs, and you put up runs in a lot of different innings. So what was working last night, maybe even the last few weeks, for your team offensively?
Yeah, we jumped on him early in the first inning and scored quite a few. He was a little bit wild, had some walks, and then we had some big hits that scored runs. So that was good. It really helped our pitching because we are allowed to give up some runs, and we are still okay. So That's always good.
And you went six strong on the bump. What I saw, you know, a big turning point in that top of the first inning, got into some trouble. There was two out with one on. You're able to get a pop-up and then a fly-out to get out of an inning, and your offense responds with two in the bottom half. That had to have been a huge momentum swing for your team because you really took off after that.
Yeah. I'm always comfortable pitching when it's runners on, so I just keep throwing strikes, and if they hit it, our defense is going to make a play. Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, you went six innings for your group last night. What was working in that game?
My curveball was really well, working really well. My changeup wasn't there really to start, but it got going towards the end of the game, so that was good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a go-to pitch when you need a strike? What's the pitch and where's the location?
Curveball down is always the go-to. Always the swing and miss pitch.
Sure. So. Just a sophomore, but I have been pitching for IMS for a couple of years now. What do you think you've improved on most as it pertains to pitching in the last couple seasons?
My pitching has improved a lot. My changeup has gotten better over the years, and same with my curveball. And also just hitting your spots is big when you're pitching. So I think I've improved on all three of those things.
And you're having a fine season at the plate as well. What do you think you've improved on offensively?
I started out slow. I'm coming off after soccer, and it's just hard to get into things right away. So it was good to start getting some hits. Improving the curveball is always the toughest to hit, and I think if you can hit that, you're going to do pretty well. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, over the weekend in the first-round game, the team faced some adversity, losing senior Trevor Leiden. You know, it was a tough injury for the group. How has the team been able to respond and rally after the unfortunate injury?
Yeah, we lost him, so we had to have some people playing positions that they don't normally play. We had Noah at shortstop and London at third, so that was different while I was pitching. But we did it, and we won, so That's all that matters.
And that has that kind of motivated you guys? And, you know, it's unfortunate seeing a senior go down, but it seems like ever since you guys have taken care of business.
Yeah, we really want to do well for him, especially the senior year. So,
Looking a bigger picture here, your coach, Danny Hirschberger, what do you like about him as coach of IMS?
He's really laid back and likes to have fun. He's fun and likes to have fun with the kids, so that's great.
Sure. Postseason-wise, has been kind to IMS the last couple years. You've reached your third straight district title game, looking to get over the hump this year, sub-state and then eventually state. What's it going to take this year to do just that?
Work hard in practice and then just stay focused in games. It'll probably be Kalamazoo, Wheatland. We make it to the We lost them in basketball district, so it would be nice to get them in baseball.
Mm-hmm. And it starts Saturday. You face off with Pekin in the district title game in Burlington. You split with them just a few weeks back. What do you know about them, and what does the team need to do specifically against them?
They can really hit the ball, so Blake's going to have to get your game, and defense is going to have to make lots of plays.
All right. Couple fun ones here for you, Eli. Do you have a baseball role model?
My favorite player growing up was Derek Jeter, so I liked him a lot, and that's why I like playing shortstop.
So are you a Yankees fan or just a Derek Jeter fan?
Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan.
All right. They're having a really good season thus far. Do you have a current favorite player?
I like Gary Sanchez, their catcher, a lot.
All right. Can't go wrong with that. Do you have a superstition before every game you have to do anything?
I don't. I've never really had one. I just go out and play. So.
There you go. Fair enough. Let's close out here. Eli, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Well, first, we all run as a team before the game, and then we stretch our arms out and throw our arms warmed up for the game. And then the pitcher is usually band in. They have bands to stretch out their arm before they pitch.
Well, Eli, congratulations on the win on Tuesday, and best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that's Eli Hours, a sophomore on this year's Iowa Mennonite School baseball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Baseball Athlete of the Week. Take another quick break on the KCII PM Sports page. We'll have more right after this.